Earth Meditation. For this meditation, it is best if you have earth that you may touch. The earth is consciousness. The earth is sentient. The earth is divine. And you are too. To begin, step barefoot on the earth. You may do this in physical reality or in your mind. See the color of the earth. Feel the texture of the earth. Experience the energy of the earth come up through the bottoms of your feet. Wiggle your toes in the moist, cool morning dew. Walk upon the earth's skin. Feel the power come from within the earth. Plant your feet firmly into the ground. Then look energetically at the bottom of your feet. See the lines coming out of the bottom of your feet. If the lines are crooked, think them straight. Straighten your lines. Think your lines straight. And take yourself deeper into the earth. Think yourself deeper down layers and layers and layers into the center of the earth. And see the giant magnetic placement that is held in place and can hold you in place in the center of the earth. Energetically, touch the magnetic placement. Feel yourself anchored in and become solid. Now come back to the center and then to the surface. Bring your attention back to the ground that you were standing upon, to your feet. Think of how you feel now that you have been to the center of the earth. You have seen the magnetic placement. You have touched it. You are secured and anchored, stronger and more powerful. Know that you are collaborating, co-creating, cooperating with the divinity of Earth and as you. Now you are anchored in, and you can call upon your own divinity. In times of trouble, in times of doubt, when you are unsure, when you are afraid, go into the earth and anchor yourself in and call upon your own divinity. Call upon the divine within you. See in your mind's eye the earth as a divine being in the shape of a human body. We are of the earth with all of its oceans and water, 70% liquid, and we are 70% liquid. We see the land masses. You may see them as your organs, and they are 30% solid, and we are 30% solid. Look at the earth. We have many chakras inside our bodies, outside and around our bodies, and the earth has many energy vortexes. We are as one. This is Inlakesh and Veritas. We have the unconscious power of the universe within us. When we sneeze, it is the same velocity as that of a tornado. We have power that we can apprehend. We can call upon our own divinity in times of strife. In times when we need power, when we need to untangle a knot, to move from a situation, we can use our anchoring of the earth to ground us, strengthen us, and give us the power, unleash the velocity of the power within us, as we do unconsciously in a sneeze. Propel us forward, to move us into right motion, into exact thinking. We can call upon the divinity from within ourselves and coax it forward by asking for it. It is law that what you call upon must come to you. It is law that if you ask for it, that it will come. It is law that you be who you are. You may also go into nature, sit upon the ground or sleep upon the ground, and call upon the energy of the planet as your counterpart, as your cooperative companion, to help you when you are in need of help, when you are in confusion, when you need assistance. You may call upon the highest possible vibration. You may call upon the highest possible vibration, and you may call upon the highest possible vibration, which is available to you on the earth plane to help you move forward into your own exaltation. You are in cooperation with your own divinity, on riding on a divine planet as a divine being, with other divinity riding upon you. It is important that you can see the microcosm and the macrocosm, that within you, within every cell, within every organ, within every system, are other systems that represent the greater and larger systems, all of which you are part of. It is Inlakesh. Everything is one thing, representing itself as individual aspects of oneness. Call upon your own divinity. Call upon what you are so that you may be who you are, so that you may achieve the things that you would like to achieve. Untie the knots. Move past the barriers. Call for the strength, and it will be delivered to you. Start with the earth. Start with sitting on the earth, walking on the earth, sleeping on the earth. The earth element will give you the power and strength for the reciprocal agreement of you being and asking. The law is that what you ask for will come to you if you are consistent. Each day, go into your mind and then step upon the soil, or go outside and step upon the soil. Call forward the clarity and the power and the stability. Straighten the strings and the lines that come out of your feet and anchor yourself into this reality. Call for your divinity in Lakesh and Veritas.